It's time for the State Wrestling Tournament on You Are There Sports from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. State Tournament Wrestling coverage is brought to you by Design Electronics and Radio Shack, Thielen Meats in Piers, Holy Trinity School, Rich Perry Chiropractic, the Piers Fire Department, Hennigan Insurance Agency, REMAX Central and Dave Fisher, Freedom Fest 2017, Patrick's Premium Concrete, and the State Wrestling Tournament is also brought to you by the Piers Area Coalition, The Brickyard, Lashes Auto Repair, the Piers School District, Robert J. Funk Construction, The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design, Amp Fitness, The Red Rooster, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and Bob's Lumber in Piers. You're listening to State Tournament Wrestling coverage brought to you by West Bachman Electric, Marchnick Insurance, Gertz Concrete, Kenko Drywall, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, DR Trucking, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, Schomer Insurance, and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets. State Tournament Wrestling is also brought to you by Check Auto Body, Lochner Plumbing, Piers Villa, Heritage Hardwood Floors, the Canteen Supper Club, Hennigan Masonry and Concrete, Vernon Sales, and Jason Gruber Construction, as well as Little Falls Chiropractic, Frank Weber, author, Napa, Elite Concrete Solutions, Centra Soda, Red Door Yoga in Little Falls, Johnny C's, IP Concrete, Munson Masonry, and Red's Auto and Bait. And now, to the XL Energy Center and the State Wrestling Tournament on You Are There Sports.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. It's Championship Saturday for the individuals, and we begin the day with consolation quarterfinals. You win today, you get on a podium later on tonight. You lose this round, you go home. As we take a look at what is coming up here, we've got three Royalton Upsala kids going up. It'll be Jackson Held going at it at 132 pounds. Yes. Jackson Held will face Seth Broussard from Kenyon Wanamingo down on mat number one. Matter of fact, he might be down there right now. Let's take a look down there. Match number 225. Nope, not yet. He's up next. That's Maygard from KMS. I recognize him down there. So Jackson Held will be going at it here against Seth Broussard, Kenyon Wanamingo, on mat one. You'll have Michael Petron of the Royals at 138 pounds. Petron will face from Sibley East High School, Tommy Wentzloff. That's going to be on mat number three. And they are a match away, so he's on deck there. Then you've got Matt Cummins of the Pioneers against Jason Casella of Royalton Upsala. That'll be on mat eight. That's at 195 pounds. Walker Nienaber of Holdingford is the only Husker still going of the three. Nolan Prokot and Tony Kierstead have been eliminated. Walker Nienaber at heavyweight will be in action. As we check the brackets here, Walker Nienaber is going to be facing from Badger, Greenbush, Middle River, Devin Priest. So that's still to come. This round will move very quickly here. As they go 1 minute, 2 minute, 2 minute periods. Again, you win here, you're going to get in a top six spot and bring a medal home to your school and put it on the wall at home or wherever you want to put it. So when we come back, we should have Jackson Held going at it. Michael Petron should be pretty soon. Those will be our first matches here in the consolation quarters on You Are There Sports.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pier to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Go ahead and start.
Hi, I'm Kendra Sakala.
And I'm Alice Clemens-Varney.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
This is what parents love about Holy Trinity Catholic School. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of our environment with daily opportunities to participate in growing closer to Jesus.
The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. The school curriculum gives us a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Check out Holy Trinity for your child's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce,
call 468-6446.
Okay, we are underway here with a couple of Royalton Upsala Royals. We have both Jackson Held underway against Seth Broussard of Kenyon Wanamingo. 5-0 lead early for Broussard. Petron's match just got underway at 138 pounds. Right now it is
now wrestling on mat number
Jackson Held on a mat one. Here's Petron trying to spin around on Retzloff.
And he is wrestling Matt Schindler of Eden Valley Watkins.
They just announced a Matt Schindler match down there. I had a nice visit with Corey Egan, one of the Eden Valley Watkins coaches here this morning. Stopped by.
Opponent from West.
Petron hooked up there. He has
Evansville.
Tommy Wentzloff. Wentzloff draped over the back of Petron. Kind of a stalemate here. Final couple of seconds ticking off there. And that is the end of the first period. 0-0 for Petron. Down in the match for Jackson Held. He's trailing 5-0 to Broussard from Kenyon Wanamingo. Riding here with under a minute to go in the second period. Foley has nobody in this round here. Their three kids still going are all championship semifinalists. Around 10:15 this morning, Class A's will start, and then they'll move to AA, AAA. Both Little Falls wrestlers that came down to the X have been eliminated. Lane Rutten and also eight purple. Yep. So, Lane Rutten and then A.J. Jenks, unfortunately, last night had an injury default out of his match. So both Lane and A.J. are done for the Flyers. Still, now there's an escape awarded to Wentzloff from Sibley East. So he's got a 1-0 lead on Petron with a minute 10 to go in the second down there in the Held match. He now trails 8-0 at the end of two. So Jackson Held has 2 minutes to make something happen. He's down big there to Seth Broussard of Kenyon Wanamingo. Here's a reverse out of the start for Petron, and he takes a 2-1 lead on Wentzloff from Sibley East. And then he will cut him loose, and that ties it up at 2-2. 35 seconds left, second period. Michael Petron, Tommy Wenzloff of Sibley East. Over there in Held's match, he is almost turned over there by Broussard. Referee down and looking. That's the great Gabe Mooney from Badger Greenbush Middle River reffing that match down there. Multi-state champion in his high school career. Matt Morgan, the Royalton Upsala coach there, looking on as Held has his back to the mat with just over a minute left. Petron still tied up 2-2 with Wenzloff with 5 seconds left in his second period. It's a step through Turk on Held as some near fall points going to be awarded here to Seth Broussard of Kenyon Wanamingo as he tries to get to the podium today. Underway, third period for Petron. Looks like Held got to his belly and stayed off his back there, but he's now down 11 to nothing. Still haven't given those back points yet, so the scoreboard still reads 8-0 for Broussard, but there are near fall points to be awarded. That Petron with a minute and a half left, still battling Wenzloff in a 2-2 tie. Broussard still has the Turk locked up. Down on mat one. 5 seconds left. And Seth Broussard will eliminate Jackson Held here from
wrestling on mat two, 165.
Royalton Upsala.
From Kirkova, Murdoch Sundberg, Derek Krieger.
And the final there goes 10-0. Jackson Held eliminated by Seth Broussard of Kenyon Wanamingo. Now Michael Petron and Tommy Wenzloff tied at two with a minute to go in the third period. You got a minute to medal. Petron, Wenzloff, who wears a face guard in black and yellow. There's a shot in by Petron. Did he get enough? Petron, no. Boy, he had a good attack there, and Wenzloff fought it off. 45 seconds left. Yes. We will have Jason Casella against Matt Kummet coming up on mat 8, the purple mat here at the XL. Petron and Wenzloff down to 30 seconds left in a 2-2 match. And there's a takedown for Petron. 4-2. Petron scores. And there's an escape for Wenzloff. 4-3, and then they're out of bounds with 21 seconds. Petron with a one-point lead. Clock starts. 15 seconds left for Petron and Wenzloff. Wenzloff stepping into him. He's stalking Petron. Petron backing off the mat, and he gets a stall call with 9 seconds left. Here's Wenzloff coming forward again. 5 seconds left. Drives forward. He got two. Petron gives up a takedown with a second left, and he's going to lose the match. Wenzloff went right after him and wins it 5-4 in the last second. Tommy Wenzloff of Sibley East eliminates Michael Petron of Royalton Upsala with a second left, 5-4. So that takes care of Held and Petron eliminated within about 2 minutes of each other. Just one step shy of the podium here at the XL. And that leaves Jason Casella coming up at 195 pounds against the Pioneers' Matt Kummet. And we'll see how close. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll take a break. We'll tell you how close we are to the Kummet match when we come back to the XL after this.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell with the Pierce Fire Department. We want to congratulate the wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. The fire department will again be hosting their annual Good Friday Fish Fry fundraiser on April 14th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Brickyard Bar and Banquet Hall. Kids 5 and under are free, ages 6 to 11 are $5, and adults will be $9. Reminder to check your smoke detectors and discuss and practice your fire safety plans with your family. Go Pioneers!
Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, we are underway with Casella and Comet on mat 7. There's a misprint in the program here. That's why I was wrong. And they are just underway in the opening period here between Casella and Comet. No score. 195 pounds. And there's the end of the first. A one-minute first period goes scoreless. 0-0 for Comet and Casella. Matt will start down here. He is the number one seed and got beat by Erkenbreck yesterday from New York Mills. Casella riding. Casella breaks him down on the right hip side. Matt balled up underneath. This is the black mat with the red end. Here's a roll try by Comet. Casella stays in control behind. Matt trying to free that right hand from Casella underneath Matt's waist. A minute 40 to go in the second period for Comet and Casella. 0-0. Casella bumping him forward there. Matt, knees and elbows to the mat. Now bridges up. Casella powers him forward. Matt almost standing now. Matt on his feet. Matt away for an escape. 1-0 Comet. 1:15 to go. Comet on the board with an escape in the second period.
Mat number 5 goes to double A.
They're already moving into double A consolation quarters. So 1-0 for Matt Comet with 1 minute to go in the second period.
Number 8 rolling into the double A at 130
Comet
pounds from Hutchinson is Tucker.
On his feet with Casella here, 47 seconds to go. There's a shot in by Casella. Matt reaches underneath for that ankle, but Casella will come around. Matt still in on the leg, though. They're near the edge. Matt deep on the leg. Casella stepping over his back. Now Matt turning into him. Casella coming around. Casella coming around. Nothing yet. 0 points on that move. That was a good scramble between Casella and Comet. They're close to the edge, and they are out of bounds. So still 1-0 for Matt Comet with 18 seconds remaining in period 2. They start on their feet. 10 seconds to go. Shot in by Casella. Tried to get in on the left leg of Matt. Matt trying to snap around here. He's got an underhook front headlock on, and the time runs out on the period. Coming up 1-0. Comet over Casella, 1-0 after 2. Jackson Held and Michael Petron have just been eliminated for Royalton Upsala. Matt Comet, the only Pioneer here in this round. We'll have Brandon Ortman and Brett Kapsner coming up as third period begins with Comet riding on Casella. Chopping at the right elbow of big Jason Casella. Casella bridges up. A minute 40 to go. Matt over the shoulder blades now slides back on down to the hip. Casella on his feet. He might be out, and he is. A 1-1 tie. Casella gets the escape to tie it. 1-1. A minute 25 left. Shoulder to shoulder, bent over at the waist. Casella dives in on the ankle. Matt steps back, re-engages up top. 1:10 to go, 1-1, Casella and Comet. Stall called. They get the stall on I believe Matt is wearing the green. That's the wrist that came up from the referee. 54 seconds to go. Kummet and Casella, shoulder to shoulder. Kummet grabs up behind Casella's head. 42 seconds to go in a 1-1 tie. Both these guys trying to get on a podium tonight. Here's a throw near the edge. Casella front headlock try and out of bounds. Casella and Kummet stroll back to the middle. 30 seconds left, third period. Matt's been warned for stalling. 23 seconds left, 1-1, each guy with an escape. Casella in on a single leg. Matt over his back, draping. Casella pops ahead, got two. Casella takedown with 12 seconds left. Casella takes a 3-1 lead. 5 seconds to go. Casella is going to win the match and eliminate Matt Kummet. Jason Casella with a 3-1 win over Matt Kummet. And the brilliant career of Matt Kummet comes to an end here at the XL Energy Center. The senior wrestling his last match gets a hug from his head coach, Mark Jensen. And Jason Casella will wrestle later today to try and improve his spot on the podium. Casella wins 3-1 with a takedown late in the third.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hawkey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q90. 92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, let's watch Walker Niehnauber of Holdingford down there on mat number three now, the Husker heavyweight. And he's taking on Devin Priest of Badger, Greenbush, Middle River.
Devin Price, wrestling from Holdingford, Walker Niehnauber.
Niehnauber pressing into Priest here. Priest in black, Niehnauber in a kind of a lime green and gray singlet. 28 seconds left in a scoreless first period for Niehnauber and Priest of Badger Greenbush Middle River, way up north on the Canadian border.
Winona Cotters, Jack Deslaw.
Here's a headlock throw by Priest. Niehnauber rolls through, and Niehnauber gets the two. Boy, Priest had the headlock on, and Niehnauber just went right with the momentum, and he scores first as time runs out. 2-0 for Walker Niehnauber of Holdingford. So now Niehnauber will start in the down position.
Bat number six goes double A at 106 pounds. South St. Paul's Cameron
And Niemeyer broken down by Priest immediately here. We are about less than an hour away from championship semifinals in all classes, including Brandon Ortman and Brett Kapsner. And then three Foley individuals are in the semis. Nathan Garceau, Sailor Schmidt, and Mitch Trigg. Riding hard on the right side is Prigg. A hard cross face in on Niemeyer. A minute 22 to go. 2-0 lead for Niemeyer with a takedown late in the first. Now Niemeyer to a knee. Appropriately enough. Now cradling is Priest on a far side cradle. He's got a tight cradle here on Walker Niemeyer. Niemeyer on his back in a cradle. He's kicking, trying to get out of that, but that is tight. Priest from Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. Now he gave up, and Walker Niemeyer able to twist. But he gave up the three near fall, and now it's 3-2. Priest leads Niemeyer. 40 seconds to go. Niemeyer now out for an escape. Got to his feet, so it ties it up. 3-3. On their feet now. And Niemeyer stepping into him. Second period. Now Priest pushes Niemeyer back towards the middle of the mat. 10 seconds to go in a 3-3 heavyweight match. This will be our final match for about an hour. Foley has no double A kids in the consolation quarters, and both Flyers and AAA have been eliminated. So 2 seconds left. Looks like we have blood time for Priest. Petron of Royalton Upsala, held from Royalton Upsala, eliminated. Kummet from Piers eliminated. There's the end of the period. 3-3 going to the third for Niemeyer and Priest. Starting on top is Walker Niemeyer.
Now wrestling on mat 6 at 132 double A.
He's over the right hip, does a little cheap tilt on him, got a count. He got a one count, though, as Priest able to get in on a leg and only a one count. So no near fall on the cheap tilt by Walker Niemeyer. A minute and a half to go. Now Niemeyer losing some grip.
Red Rock Central, Tyson Doubler.
Now Priest getting a little better angle to score here. Niemeyer kind of scooting back into Priest. Sitting in his lap almost. A minute 12 left. Priest reaches up under the chin. Niemeyer steps, turns his hips. Good turn of the hips there by Walker Niemeyer. He's almost got Priest turned now if he gets his head out. Niemeyer trying to come around the corner. 50 seconds to go. 3-3 heavyweights. Stalemate, says the ref.
Now getting ready to wrestle on mat number 7 at 138 pounds from South St. Paul, Josh Ober.
And more blood time here for Priest. 3-3 late in the third for Niemeyer and Priest from Badger Greenbush, Middle River. So they're working on Priest over in the corner. Logan Olin, the head coach of Holding Ford, talking with his heavyweight. Logan, of course, member of the Canby Lancers back in the mid-2000s on that team when Piers faced them down here in the team finals. Now, Priest ready to go again. All right, Nienaber gets on board. Breaks him down, running around to the right side. We're down to 40 seconds left now. Priest turns in on the leg, but Nienaber counters. Nienaber slides in behind again. And we get a stoppage. I think more blood here. Yep. Priest sprung a leak again. He's headed back over to the corner about for the third time for blood time here.
Now wrestling man 2, 145 pounds, A.J. Bertha, giving.
So Jason Casella eliminates Matt Cummett 3-1 about 10 minutes ago. Still working on Priest in the corner. So unfortunately for Matt, no medal. What a great career he had. Looking forward to a great spring from Matt. Baseball. Here's the restart. 33 seconds. Here's Priest rolling. He turns into Nienaber. He's almost got a reverse or at least an escape. Nienaber holding on to a left arm of Priest. And there's the reversal. Now Nienaber comes around and it's tied up again. They'd given the reverse to Priest and then Nienaber reversed back. 10 seconds left. 5-5. 5-5 headed to an overtime at heavyweight. 1 minute overtime for Nienaber and Priest.
Five, 160 double A from Bonavita, Evan Warren.
Let's see what the choice is here before we get a choice. It'll be blood time once more for Priest. A couple of reverses from the big guys in the last 15 seconds. It was 3-3. Priest reversed Nienaber, and then Nienaber returned the favor. 5-5, headed to a one-minute overtime. We'll clean up the mat a little bit. See if we have an updated match coming up here for Jason Casella is going to face the loser of the semifinal between Jacob Bennett, Zumbrota Mazepa, and Jonathan Schmidt of Black Duck Castlake Bena. That's a semifinal. So the loser of that match will get Casella later today in the consolation semis. All right, the 1 minute overtime starts with guys on their feet. They hook up. There's a stall called on Priest, who was backing away on the engagement with Walker Nienaber. And this is a sudden victory, 1 minute overtime. 30 seconds left. Nienaber trying to underhook and throw. Pushing him forward again. Priest has got to step forward or get dinged again. What a way to end your career there on a stall. Well, I'm not sure it's the end of a career if it would be for Priest. Let's take a look what grade he's in. As they step back together again, Priest is he's a senior. They're out near the edge. It's been Nienaber that's been stepping into Priest. Priest outside the circle. And they're going to stop it for blood time for what? The fourth or fifth time for Priest. 5-5 in the overtime. Nienaber and Priest in overtime. The only Husker still going is Walker Nienaber as Nolan Prokot and Tony Kierstead eliminated last night. Jason Casella still alive for Royalton Upsala. Matt Cummett eliminated. Brandon Ortman, Brett Kapsner to come. And from Foley, Nathan Garceau, Sailor Schmidt, Mitch Trigg. That's what's left here at the XL. Still working on the Badger Greenbush Middle River Heavyweight. Now we're ready. 9 seconds left in the overtime. Nienaber grabs behind the head. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there it is. We're going to go to a couple of 30-second periods now.
Wrestling for Richfield, Kendall Sandsbeard.
Riding his Nienaber to begin the 30 seconds with Priest underneath. Again, these are 30 seconds. Here's a roll by Priest trying to reverse. Priest comes up over the top of Nienaber. Nienaber in on the leg. Nienaber gets taken to his back. Nienaber, now he switches back. Two near fall for Priest, and now Nienaber's got Priest.
Wrestling up at 5, 220, double A.
And now Nienaber with a turn. Referee counts a 1 and then waves off the time. What do we got for a score here? Logan Olin, the holding forward coach, the head coach from Badger Greenbush. They both sprint over to the scorer's table. It shows 9-7.
And on that number 4,
referee shaking his head negatively towards Logan Olin. Now Nienaber will be in the down position. So Priest is going to lead 9-7, and Nienaber is going to have to score at least 2 here. So they're still discussing the scoring here. That was such a flurry there. Each guy rolling around. There was back points being counted, and the referee is trying to sort it out down there. Right now it's 9-7 for Priest.
182-pound from Albany, Gabe Zerden. From Hutchinson, Josh.
Both wrestlers sent to their corners. This might be a, well, no, the referee's over there. He's talking to the Badger coaches over there. The trainer is there, so this is a blood time here for Priest, and blood time is down to a minute. You get 5 minutes. Now they stop the blood time with 59 seconds. So it's going to be a 9-7 score for Priest over Nienaber with 30 seconds left in the third overtime. Here we go. Here we go. The start with Nienaber riding. Nienaber. He's going to try and turn him here. Nienaber cranking over. Priest reaches back for the leg. 12 seconds left. 9-7 lead for Priest of Badger Greenbush Middle River. And Nienaber is not going to be able to turn him. And there's the final in triple overtime. Your winner from Badger Greenbush Middle River, Devin Priest. 9-7. And that ends the tournament for the Huskers. All three individuals have been eliminated. A tough one for Walker Nienaber. So we will close out this session and get ready for the semifinals. Brandon Ortman, Brett Kapsner, Nathan Garceau Foley, Sailor Schmidt, and Mitch Traga Foley. All to come yet on You Are There Sports.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce that's been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says congratulations to the Pierce Pioneers and good luck at the tournament.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
When you're hungry and you're in Pierce, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell with the Pierce Fire Department. We want to congratulate the wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. The fire department will again be hosting their annual Good Friday Fish Fry fundraiser on April 14th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Brickyard Bar and Banquet Hall. Kids 5 and under are free, ages 6 to 11 are $5, and adults will be $9. Reminder to check your smoke detectors and discuss and practice your fire safety plans with your family. Go Pioneers!
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community, one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, go Pioneers! Phelan Meats in Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project, then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body, or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. Here's what has happened in consolation quarterfinal rounds today. Jackson held Royalton up, Salai at 132, loses 10-0 to Seth Broussard. Kenyon Wanamingo to be eliminated. Also for Royalton Upsala, Michael Petron at 138 loses 5-4 to Tommy Wetzloff of Sibley East to be eliminated. At 195 pounds, couple of locals matching up. And it was Jason Casella of Royalton Upsala eliminating Piers' Matt Kummet 3-1 with a late takedown. So Matt eliminated. Casella will wrestle in the consolation semifinals a little after noon today. Coming up in about a half an hour, championship semifinals. Brandon Ortman of Piers gets Tanner Pasvogel of Sibley East in a semifinal at 132. That'll be on mat 5, the Egan blue mat. Same mat that Brett Kapsner will be on. Brett gets Alec Butel of Minneota in the 182 semifinals for Class A. And then you've got Nathan Garceau of Foley, Sailor Schmidt, and Mitch Trigg of Foley as well in semifinals coming up at about scheduled for 10:15. So the schedule here today now, as we take a look at the program, we are into session 5. All class championship semifinals will start after this round, are about 10:15. And then at 12:15 will be all class consolation semis. Hey, Matt, you want to join me or? You don't have to. All right. Matt Kummet just walking by and congratulating him. What a great career he's had. So tough loss today to Jason Casella. So always tough. Better kid than he is a wrestler, and he's a hell of a wrestler. So the consolation semis at 12:15. Then a break in the action until 4. That's when third and fifth place matches happen in all classes. And then tonight at 6:30, championships and awards. So that's the schedule. Next round of action about a half an hour away. Championship semis. Brandon Ortman, Brett Kapsner, For the Pioneers, Nathan Garceau, Sailor Schmidt, Mitch Tregg for Foley. Still to come.
This is Adam Gable, your local Napa Auto Parts store owner. For the entire month of March, Napa Auto Parts has many egg and fleet specials. Get up to 50% off Napa Gold filters. Big savings on Napa batteries. Hydraulic and engine oil on sale. When you spend $24 or more, receive a free Napa racing hat. Take advantage of these great deals now through March 31st at one of our 16 Central Minnesota Napa Auto Parts stores. Visit us online at NapaCentralMN.com.
Napa know-how!
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q92 WYRQ.
Check Auto Body supports the Pierce Pioneers. With over 25 years of service and repair experience to customers around Central Minnesota, they pay extra attention to detail and take great pride in everything they do to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. Check Auto Body offers collision repair, 24-hour towing, snow plows, auto glass services, frame straightening, accessories, as well as auto sales. Call them at 468-6677 or see their website at checkautobody.com or like them on Facebook. Check Auto Body wishes the Pierce Pioneers the very best of luck. Thanks for listening to State Tournament Wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports. State Tournament Wrestling coverage has been brought to you by Design Electronics and Radio Shack, Phelan Meats of Pierce, Holy Trinity School, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, the Pierce Fire Department, Hennekin Insurance Agency, Remax Central, and Dave Fisher, Freedom Fest 2017, Patrick's, and Premium Concrete. State Tournament Wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports also brought to you by the Pierce Area Coalition, the Brickyard, Lashes Auto Repair, the Pierce School District, Robert J. Funk Construction, the Clothesline, and Becker Screen Printing and Design, Amp Fitness, the Red Rooster, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and Bob's Lumber in Pierce. State Tournament Wrestling also brought to you by West Buckman Electric, Marshick Insurance, Gertz Concrete, Kenko Drywall, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, DR Trucking, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, Schomer Insurance, and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets. And coverage from the State Wrestling Tournament in St. Paul brought to you by Check Auto Body, Lochner Plumbing, Pierce Villa, Heritage Hardwood Floors, the Canteen Supper Club, Hennigan Masonry and Concrete, Vernon Sales and Pat Watercott, Jason Gruber Construction, and Dr. Allison Zach and Little Falls Chiropractic. State Tournament Wrestling also brought to you by author Frank Weber. Napa, Elite Concrete Solutions, Centra Soda, Red Door Yoga, Johnny C's, IP Concrete, Munson Masonry LLC, and Red's Auto and Bait. Again, thanks for listening to State Tournament Wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports.